become attentive and, might I say, mindful of all of the ways that you procrastinate. Let me be clear, however, when I say procrastinate, I'm really referring to the little things, to the small stuff. We all procrastinate on big decisions in our life. Decisions like, should I marry this person or not? Should I have a child or not? Should I move to North Dakota or not? Should I quit my job or keep my job? These are big decisions that require thought, some intuitive instincts about what's right for you that really need to incubate, that really need to take time. The procrastination that I'm referring to this week is procrastinating over the small things. Now, we're different people, so I'm sure my list of how I procrastinate will differ from yours substantially. However, let me provide a few examples by way of providing an insight into exactly what I'm talking about. And by the way, these are the ways that I procrastinate. Do you procrastinate when the mail is received? Oh, I'll just put that aside. I don't really have time to shift through the mail right now. Do you procrastinate when you receive an email from a close friend that requires for a response? Oh, that's not what I plan to do right now, so I'm not going to respond to that email at this very moment. Do you procrastinate when you pay a bill that actually arrives in the mail? Oh, let me open up the bill, see what it is. Oh, wow, that's a little more than I expected. Let me just put that away in my little pocket of where I keep my bills. I'll attend to paying my bills at a later point this particular month. Do you procrastinate over washing the dishes when the dishes are dirty? Do you procrastinate over buying a present for a relative whose birthday is coming up next week, and you think today is the day I really should buy them a birthday present? Today really is not too soon. But wait a minute, today was not the day that I planned on doing that, so I'll have to defer that activity until tomorrow. Do you defer when you think to yourself, I really would like to talk to my son, my daughter, my mother, my father, my uncle, my aunt, my grandmother, you know, the kind of people that are important people in our lives. You think, oh, I really ought to call them today. And then the next thought is, oh, no, I really don't have time. That call will take some time. And as I look through the day that I have planned, there's just not enough time. Phone rings and you hear a message on your phone answering machine and you say to yourself, that's important for me to attend to, but I really don't feel up to talking with that person right now. So what I'm going to do is I'll answer that call later today, or well, maybe I'll put it off until tomorrow. I think to myself today, I need to go out and all of the trash in the trash bin for the trash person to pick up who's coming tomorrow. I need to do that right now because later on tonight, it really might be too dark for me to even see any of it, and it may be that it will be raining. I obviously could go on and on with the list of the ways that I procrastinate and asking you, well, is this your way of procrastinating too? Let me stop there, however. You get the idea. Please, for the next several days, be mindful about all of the many ways that you set aside the little business that needs to be taken care of. Those small tasks that all of a sudden come up, you know they need to be done, you know you want to do them, but you simply put them aside for what seems to be good reasons. How do you procrastinate? Reflect. Become aware, acknowledge. Do this and keep a mental track, or if you want to get serious, write down all of the different ways that you find you actually procrastinate. To clarify once again, put aside the big decisions. We're working about the small stuff here. I'll be back in touch in a few days to say more about why this particular challenge, this final week of the mindfulness exercises, has been so helpful to me personally. Robert Rogers, and of course, this is the one and only Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.